Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, good morning. 7:03, cloudy, some scattered light rain now, and we're at 74 degrees. We'll get up to the mid-90s by later this afternoon. Our top story. Man. Some real menace with that hail in Denton County yesterday.
And you're hearing tones this morning to let you know that we have activated the KRLD Storm Center with team coverage of this morning's weather.
And let's start with Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff right now with the latest. Danny.
Well, flooding rain, close to 6-plus inches of rain has fallen across parts of Denton County since yesterday late afternoon. Still have a flood warning until 8:15 for Denton. Also farther south in Justin, Argyle, Double Oak, also Lantana and Trophy Club. Heavy rain continues in the eastern half of Denton County. That's moving into Collin County. That'll dissipate later, but I got more storms in my 7-day forecast as fall arrives at 1:19 this afternoon.
Thanks so much. And Russell Scott continues our team coverage. He's reporting on storm damage at an RV park in Sanger. Russell.
Well, it was one of the hardest hit parts of Denton County where the fierce winds toppled RVs. Here at the Sanger-Denton North KOA Journey Campground, we're just west of Interstate 35, and I'm looking at two RVs that are overturned, one on its roof, one on its side. And, of course, it was really rough weather last night. Clifford Fry was in the rig when the winds hit. His RV rolled over a couple of times. He managed to escape with his dog, but he says he's feeling the pain from it all.
I smashed my head quite a bit, rolling, you know, flipping over. And now my back and legs, everything's starting to hurt. So, like, probably like I was in a car wreck.
Fry says his neighbors climbed on top of his upside-down rig and lowered a ladder inside so he and his dog could get out. I talked to some people at a service station not far from here. They said that rain and those storms came through here heavy and loud last night. The cleanup will get underway as soon as the rain stops. But there's heavy rain right now in Sanger. Russell Scott, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Call or text KRLD on the K-Post Roofing text line at 945-766-1080.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly. Live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Now KRLD's Alan Skye has more of our team coverage of the storms that hit Denton County yesterday.
Denton County Emergency Management says the storms tore a 50-foot hole in the roof of the Walmart Distribution Center here in Sanger and collapsed walls at a warehouse nearby. Even as more rain started falling, people started packing this fast food restaurant along 35 because it was one of the only places with power.
So we were at home. We came up here because obviously we had no electricity to cook dinner.
A trash can flew into somebody's car while they were driving.
Yeah.
And the other one fell over.
A tornado hit just north of here last year, but another mom says this looked stronger.
I looked outside and the first thing I told my husband and I said, something's not right because our tin like on the top of our house is like curling up like a burrito.
Denton County Emergency Management says one person went to the hospital in critical condition. In Sanger, Alan Skye, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
National Weather Service will be out to look at damage soon to see if it was straight-line winds or possibly a tornado in Sanger last night.
KRLD power outage update.
And thousands were left without power overnight. Those outages in Denton County are down to 1,100 this morning, with 330 outages in Tarrant County, another 333 in Dallas County.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
And anytime you get storms like this, it causes problems at the airport. We've been in and out of a ground stop. Right now, 36 delays and 4 cancellations outbound at DFW, plus another 21 cancellations of flights coming inbound.
And at Love Field, let's take an update on that. There are 9 delays and no cancellations.
The Dallas Cowboys leave Chicago with a 31-14 loss and plenty of frustration. Caleb Williams slices up the Dallas defense with 4 touchdown passes, his best game as a pro.
4th and goal, Williams looking, pressure, throw, caught, touchdown, DJ Moore!
A call on Fox, Cowboys wideout CeeDee Lamb goes down with a sprained ankle, doesn't return, but head coach Brian Schottenheimer doesn't blame the injury to 88 on the loss.
We just didn't play well. We really didn't, and told the guys that, you know, and this could be a humbling business. If you don't take care of business, you don't play well, then you're not going
to
win.
Cowboys fall to 1-2. Micah Parsons and the Packers visit Arlington next Sunday night.
Now, the top 3 things you need to know.
President Trump is said to announce a proposed link between prenatal Tylenol use or acetaminophen and autism, a move he says is backed by gold standard science. Health experts and the drugs manufacturers say no. Dallas Cowboys fall to 1-2 for the season after a 31-14 road loss to the Bears. Severe storms sweep across North Texas Sunday night, sending trucks off the road, tearing up buildings, leaving one person hospitalized. We remain at this hour in a flash flood warning until 8:15 for Denton County.
Hear the top 3 things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Morning Briefing.
This is your rapid-fire morning intelligence report. 20 minutes, no filler. The Morning Briefing is on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
So glad you're joining us here on a soggy Monday morning. It's 7:23 as we kick off our 20-minute morning briefing. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
Glad to have you with us. I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens.
Texas rolls past Sam Houston 55-0 Saturday, fueled by Arch Manning's best game of the season. The Horns quarterback throws for 309 and 3 touchdowns and added 2 rushing scores in the first half.
I think it was a little built-up frustration, so it was kind of fun to let it out.
Audio from ESPN. A man of few words, Arch. North Texas stays unbeaten, edging Army in overtime.
Here's Hawkins. Burst through. Touchdown, North Texas. His 4th touchdown run of the game.
Caleb Hawkins gets the winning touchdown, a 45-38 decision. TCU closes the Iron Skillet rivalry, beating SMU 35-24. Wideout Eric McAllister had more than 250 receiving and 3 touchdowns for the Horned Frogs.
I think it's just a game we got to look at. You know, those guys were thinking they could just guard everybody 1-on-1, cover 3, and it just shows that those guys got to man up and they got to play true. So if teams are going to do that all year long, it's going to be a great season.
ESPN with the audio. Texas Tech is up to number 12 in the country after rolling past Utah 34-10 on the road.
7:24, News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Good morning, all. Well, a quiet start to the new week on Wall Street. In fact, it's lining up as a fairly quiet week. I guess we'll watch geopolitics for some inspiration. But by and large, we're seeing a dearth of earnings reports. We don't really have any major economic news until Friday. That'll be a big day. We get personal income and spending and the inflation gauge the Fed watches. But right now, we're just kind of treading water. The Dow Industrials average looks lower by 177 points. The NASDAQ down 98. The S&P down 22. And, of course, The context is that all three of those averages hit new all-time highs on Friday. In fact, they hit them repeatedly last week. The S&P average has been up 6 of the last 7 weeks, so maybe you give back a little bit. So we'll see where the activity is. Crypto-related stocks and crypto coins are getting hit. There was a big unwinding, $1.5 billion worth of so-called bullish positions were liquidated. What does that mean? Well, it means that Bitcoin's down about $3,000, down 2.5%, and Ether coins are down 8%. Meanwhile, money's rushing to gold, up another $42 today. It hit a new all-time high last week. Silver is at a 14-year high. Now, Citi is out saying that you're going to continue to see gold and silver move, but watch out, they're going to be joined by copper and aluminum. Big deal out today, a couple of big deals out there today. Pfizer last spring gave up on developing their own weight loss drug, so they said, we'll buy one. They're paying $4.9 billion to buy the weight loss drug maker Metsera. That stock's up 60% on that news, so it looks like it's coming as a surprise. And also a union of sorts. Two big real estate companies joining hands. Compass, you know them. They're buying Anywhere Real Estate, which you probably don't know, but that's Century 21 and Coldwell Banker and Sotheby's. And that's a $1.6 billion deal. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's 727 on the KRLD Morning News.
Thank you so much for joining us. You can hear in the background here, we now have a flash flood warning for eastern Denton County. So stay with us. We're going to keep you updated on this weather throughout the morning. Texas is facing legal action over a new law banning DEI policies in public schools. KRLD's Chris Fox has more.
It's Senate Bill 12. It makes it illegal for Texas school districts to factor in diversity, equity, and inclusion in hiring and developing race and gender orientation policies. State Senator Brandon Creighton authored it.
Moves us forward to hire the best and the brightest and to consider all in the hiring process with equal dignity.
A lawsuit filed by the ACLU of Texas and a group of LGBTQ plus and student rights groups contends it violates the First and 14th Amendments, saying it undermines free speech rights of Texas students, parents, and educators. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we're just 4 days away from the opening day of the State Fair of Texas, and organizers are optimistic about the turnout.
The weather and the economy, those two important factors can play into attendance, and it's completely out of the control of fair organizers. State Fair of Texas President Mitchell Gleiber says most of the attendance comes from the North Texas area, but they are open to everyone.
We are the State Fair of Texas. We represent all Texans. Come to the State Fair of Texas here in Dallas, and you're going to be able to experience all things Texan and celebrate all things Texan here at the fair.
He says a heavy localized attendance is common for most major attractions, including the Houston Livestock Show. Opening day to see Big Tex and try all the new food is Friday. In Dallas, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.